Chris, Big, J-Bar, and Jamie are here for some cockamamie. Nonsense and some buffoonery, shenanigans and tomfoolery. So sit back, here we go, it's the world famous Biggs and Barr Show.
Saying things and doing stuff.
Hey, it's us. Good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. Hope you're doing decent on a Friday and all that. It is Friday.
Yes, it is Friday.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
My question, my daily question, whatever you want to call it. Would you guys go to a Jurassic Park if it was real, like a dinosaur park?
Yes.
Because we're not that far.
Without a doubt, yes, I would go.
Yeah.
I would probably say 20 years from that being a reality, maybe on some level.
So if I can still walk in 20 years, then yes. If not, someone
can
push
wheelie
me.
In. Can wheelie in?
Yeah. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to go to that?
29% of people said they would go. 50
That's it?
Said 50 said no.
Too scared, eh?
And 21, like maybe.
Probably safer than walking around some city streets in the U.S.
I mean, you might think so. And I don't think they would ever. Like. I know the movies.
They also learn lessons. Don't turn the power off.
Right.
Well, yeah. There's that.
When it rains, find something to happen when it rains.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure they would like have them in private caged areas for years before they exposed humans to them to let them know all their like, abilities. And
yeah.
Whatever. They're just big lizards,
what
man.
A great way to die.
Lizard birds.
Just eaten by a dinosaur. That's cool.
Yeah, right? If there's a cool way to go,
like,
yeah.
Do I want to, like, rot in a bed slowly in front of my family, or I want to be eaten by a T-Rex?
Yeah.
I want to be eaten by a T-Rex.
In one gulp.
Yeah. Would it be scary? Of course.
Yeah.
Life is scary.
Yeah. That'd be fast, though, at least.
Yeah.
You would hope. Unless they eat, like, birds, because they are a lot like
just
birds.
Just pick at you?
Ow.
Take the head first.
Ow.
Chickens,
ow.
Right?
Ow. Yeah. Ow.
Yeah. Birds, you should go for the eyes first. So if a T-Rex went for your eyes, it'd take
a while. Yeah, it would. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, absolutely.
Imagine they're really dainty eaters. It's like,
yeah, but they can't because their arms can't reach.
Oh, right, yeah, they can't reach anything.
Yeah, they'd have to just peck their head down.
Yeah. Bang!
Yeah, totally. Totally good. Almost regardless of cost.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, almost.
It'd be pretty cool, for sure. All right, well, we brought it up because it's Dinosaur Day on Sunday, so... If you know a dinosaur, wish him happy.
There's a few in our industry.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hear a couple every day.
Yeah. most of them are in management now, but some still on the air.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Being that it's Friday.
All right.
You love bringing a joke to us on Friday. Sometimes, most of the time, questionable.
Yeah, but, you didn't like last week's.
Let's see how it goes.
I don't even remember what it was. I just know you didn't like it. Well, a couple, eh? Husband and wife.
Okay. Yeah. You want to take a breath and take a drink before you start?
Not a good start.
A couple turned up at a fancy dress-up party.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And the man shows up with his wife on his back. And he had painted himself all green. Mm. And he was wearing a red mask. And the host is like, what is that? What have you come as? Says the host. And he says, I'm one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
What about her? Asks the host and points to the girl. And he goes, ah, that's just Michelle.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was better than last week. It took 3 days to get to the point. This was at least brief. Yeah, Michelle.
You know,
it's one of your better ones. I'll be honest. I'll give you that.
I don't know if that was her actual name, but you know, in the case. Of Michelle. Mm-hmm.
I think you got me. I was so ready for like a 4 minute story.
Man, it's quick.
And then you got me.
You chose.
That was good.
Yeah, you got me. Fine.
Don't let them know your next move. Eh?
Yeah, it's like we're walking around the ring, just like getting ready. You're only about to call our names for the fight. You just
go to touch hands. He's punching him in the face.
All right.
There you go. Oh,
that's good.
Thanks, Jay.
Hey, thanks.
I appreciate your brevity.
There you go. Yeah. A circle is a shape. It goes around and
around. Little spot in the show once an hour. Each bring a story to the table that caught our attention. Jason Barr.
Well, I found an interesting stat that 9% of people in Britain, Great Britain, think you should be able to marry your first cousin.
9%?
9%. So, if you go by the 2023 population status of over 68 million people, that means over 6 million people think you should be able to marry your first cousin. Which I guess there's history of that with the royal family being all inbred
sure,
and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's true. You know, yeah, I didn't even think of that connection.
Why wouldn't we do it?
Yeah.
She looks good.
A lot of rural areas filly. Probably where, I mean, your options sure. are limited, right? So
yeah, that's sure. true.
No.
Are they that limited?
No.
68.
I've never had any interest in any of my cousins.
That's
but,
crazy.
Be weird if you admitted today that you did.
Yeah, it would be.
It'd be a bit strange.
It would be.
Yeah, I'm even adopted, so there's no blood. There's
that's
no
true.
Blood there. I'm,
you know, I think you're good.
I'm free to roam, but I don't. It's
you're
just,
like a step cousin almost.
It's just so. It's just not. Yeah. But I just think, you know, you're as traditional as your options. You
yeah,
know?
I guess so. I mean, Iceland probably has more of a problem with that.
Like if you're on an island with your with your cousin. Deserted island with your cousin for years.
That doesn't mean you have to procreate, right? You can,
yeah, I probably
you can do
develop,
other stuff.
Probably develop some sort of like marital relationship.
Yeah, you know? Just do other stuff.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
shocking news. Mm. According to a study published by the American Medical Association, kids' breakfast cereals have got even less healthy over
I
the
bet.
Past 15 years.
I bet they have.
After being fairly unhealthy. Even when I was a child.
Yeah, they've always been horrendous. So compared to 2010, this is only going back to 2010.
Okay.
Total per fat serving increased by 33%. Sodium increased by 32%. Okay. And sugar only by 11%. But okay. I mean, the sugars were already through the ceiling already. So.
Yeah. I did notice that, like, when I was walking in the grocery store, I don't often go through the cereal aisle anymore, but I did. And I noticed there's one called Crave. Kellogg's makes it,
yes.
And it's just full of chocolate. It looks like a candy bar kind of thing.
A single serving, which is probably even like half a bowl, because we know how small actual servings are supposed to be, but a single serving is more than 45% of your daily sugar recommended.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that's the average kind of thing? Cause...
Yeah, well, no, but the kid cereals, like with the super sugary kids, obviously there's healthier choices.
What's like Honey Nut Cheerios? That's still going to be fairly
it's not
okay
bad.
For
it's
you,
not
right?
Okay. That's not the worst.
Like the one I mentioned, I when I searched it, the AI overview said, not typically considered a healthy breakfast option.
No.
More of an indulgent treat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to march up and down the aisle protesting sugary cereals. Like,
I'd more protest the price.
Yeah.
The price of cereal is crazy.
It really is.
Got to get it on sale. It's like meat.
And I don't think it's a secret that sugary breakfast cereals aren't good for kids.
No.
So, I mean, whatever. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, let's go back to Britain, shall we? And we're a big world record show. A 28-year-old British daredevil broke a Guinness World Record by performing 7 backflips in 30 seconds, right? That's none of us could do that.
No.
No.
So I'm impressed by that.
I could do part of it. I could be on fire.
That is what he was.
But I couldn't do backflips.
That's where it makes it awesome, is that he was on fire.
Yeah.
Here he is talking about it.
I was freezing. I am wearing a couple of layers that are soaked in a gel and put in a fridge for 24 hours. So it helped protect me from the fire. So that's me. I'm on fire. So we're 7 seconds in and I've done 2 backflips. So I'm on good track to beat the previous record and I need to move quickly. The oxygen's burning up around me. If I don't keep moving, I could find it very difficult to breathe and find the heat a bit too overwhelming. There are parts that are actually falling off what I'm wearing and burning. My successful record total was 7 backflips in 30 seconds while engaging in a full body burn. It's incredible what humans can achieve.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Like, I'm watching the video of it, and, why? Why does he do this?
That's for a record.
Just for a record, I guess.
Other,
he's done other things, too. He likes performing with flames. Like, he's...
Obviously.
He's guys. Doing backflips while spitting flames and stuff like that. Which he just doesn't, in place, right? He's not, like, tumbling down a mat like a gymnast.
Yeah.
He's on a...
Of course, those would be handsprings.
Yeah. Just standing backflips.
I mean, like you said, like, it's why, but yeah, also kind of okay. Yeah. He found his niche. He's the fire flipping guy, you know, and maybe he'll make a little dough performing.
His face is not covered. Eh? They just light his back on fire.
Yeah.
Like it's, he is a daredevil.
Yeah, he is. All right. Well, congratulations, sir.
Yeah. You got her.
Keep on flipping.
Oh, you're on fire.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
It was off key. It took me a moment.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to reach us? Very easy to do so. Just call 613-216-3849 or text Dougie to 762-555. We'll answer as many, or we play as many as we can. James?
Our pal No-No is out here being a jerk again.
Oh, really?
Oh, No-No's
can you
back.
Believe that, eh?
I buy a bull on a golf course. You see that guy take that backswing, and you just can't help but lay on the horn as he comes down to try to hit that ball. I mean, it is just free comedy at that point.
Jerk, blow your nose. Sorry, get a nose.
It is funny how he's talking about honking something.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a nose.
He doesn't have a nose to honk.
I don't mind that. I like videos of the old guys getting mad because someone honked at him. Yeah. Backswing. That makes me happy.
Easy PGA. Like, relax. Yeah. It's one swing. Reswing.
I understand that. But some guys are out playing. You know some guys would not let you take that reswing. But also, as the casual golfer, I would be mad because I don't golf enough and I've paid to go there. If you're like the old guy going all the time, like 3-4 times a week, sure.
I put the cart in reverse constantly when people are backswinging.
Yeah, but you're like a jerk. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think that's nice. Call your coworker a jerk just for having some fun.
I laughed.
Having a good time with the.
Yeah. He also loves unbuckling my golf bag.
I have been witness to that.
That is my favorite.
That is a fun thing.
That is my favorite golf course prank. Unclipping the bags when he pulls away in the cart and falls off the back.
Yeah, he also loves kicking my ball as I go to putt it.
I've never kicked your ball when you're putting. Oh,
I think I've seen you step on it too.
Yeah, I'll step on it in the fairway.
Yeah.
Pretend like I don't see it or drive over it.
Yeah. Yes, I've also seen that.
Yeah. What a great guy. Ooh, let's go golfing with Chris.
You'll be irritated. I gotta have some fun out there.
At least 18 times.
I gotta have some fun.
Because the golf isn't.
No, I'm not having any fun golfing. That's horrendous.
All right.
What else you got? Yeah.
More than sometimes, it happens that my wife questions the amount of work that I do around the house. At those times, I think to myself, you know, what if I just stopped doing my chores that I handle and let it back up a little bit and then see if she complains about my activity level. And then I think to myself, no, that's a conversation that I don't want to have ever in my life. And I just keep doing my chores.
That guy's afraid of his wife.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
or
even
he's just afraid of not
wife.
Peace. You're he just wants peace.
He just wants peace.
There's a difference between being afraid and smart. You know what I mean?
He sounded afraid.
Afraid of not having peace. I think he's like, you know what? I could just keep my day
like,
totally
no one's
easy.
No one's afraid of their wives in terms of like they're going to hurt them or anything.
No,
they're
just
afraid
physically.
Of the consequences of being logical.
Yeah. Consequences of fact.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Those facts will get you.
Yeah. You know?
Facts aren't feelings.
No, they do not care about feelings.
That great video you shared, Jamie, of the guy climbing some tower outside, like doing some crazy dangerous
blue collar work.
And the guy narrowed, he's like, this guy can't wait to go home and listen to his wife about what the hard day she had.
Yeah, how her day was harder than his.
Yeah, harder than his. And he's hanging off a tower and blazing sun. Around electricity.
Yeah, it could be electrocuted.
Yeah. I mean, not my case. But
no way.
No.
No way. I can't climb.
No, I can't. I don't do anything hard. Just very grateful.
Yeah.
Just everything you do is hard. That's all. Yeah. There's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Once an hour, we each bring a story to the table. And we share. I'm going to go first, guys.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been paying attention to this online poll going on, but we talked about it briefly last week about the best vegetable.
Okay.
Oh, like the bracket thing.
Yeah. Potato has won. So potato is the greatest vegetable of all time, just edging out garlic.
Wow.
It's a very versatile vegetable, that's for sure.
I can't disagree.
I can't either. Although my brain doesn't want to call a potato a vegetable.
Yeah, it's
wants
a potato.
To call it a starch, but it's still. I know it's a vegetable, but and same with garlic. Like,
yeah, garlic to me isn't a vegetable. It's
like an herb.
Yeah,
but it is a vegetable.
Yeah. So congratulations to potato and
rightly deserved.
I believe so.
Yep.
I'm not mad at that.
No, not at all.
Like a nice potato.
Mm.
Jason, what do you have?
Police in Jacksonville, Florida, our favorite state, looking for a man with a long mustache.
Okay.
Who stole a ferret worth $650. It's an expensive ferret.
Yeah, from like a pet store?
Yeah, from a pet store. They have him on video shoving it down his pants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's wearing like track shorts, basketball shorts.
Just jams it right into his
jams it in his pants and starts
front or back?
Out.
Front?
Front.
That's yowza. You are playing with fire on that one there. They do like small, dark areas.
The store employee talks about it.
Not good.
To me, it's crazy because we have cameras all in the store. So the little bit of camouflage that he did do wasn't very camouflaged because he was right there on the camera. Very easy to be spotted.
That's the crazy part? Because he was on camera? Not putting a ferret in your pants? That's not the crazy part?
I could see if you were familiar with the ferret, like the ferret knew you, like was your pet and loved you, you'd probably be safe enough. But a strange ferret getting jammed into someone's pants.
I watched the video. It does look like a fairly friendly ferret, but still, if you don't know it.
Was Richard Gere not arrested for something like this?
Gerbil.
Oh, that's an urban
arrested?
Myth.
Was that, I don't know.
That's an urban
myth. Oh, urban myth, not real. Okay.
That'd be pretty wild if it was.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Ferrets are pretty big.
Don't put ferrets in your pants.
Fair.
It's a pretty easy rule, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jamie, what do you got?
You guys know what a cloud suck is?
Not really. No. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Neither did I.
Is it until something to do with an airplane?
I read this very clickbaity article, and it got me.
Okay.
So this guy, a Chinese fellow, was paragliding
in
a homemade paraglider, okay? And so
sounds like a bad idea to start.
Yeah.
So he took off, whatever. He started gliding at 10,000 feet above sea level.
He's up there.
Next thing you know, here comes good old cloud suck.
Okay.
And it whipped him up to 28,000 feet.
Oh, wow. Hard to breathe up there.
And it just shot him up.
Did he die?
No.
Oh.
So here's where the clickbaity thing was. Man paraglides to the height of Mount Everest. And I said, well, that's crazy. And I click on it. Yes, he reached the height over mountains and everything, but he wasn't over Mount Everest.
Oh, I see.
We were just talking about
it.
Everest the other day.
It'd be very cold there.
He was. He was covered in ice.
Yeah.
And
how long was he up there for?
He was up there for, I think, a couple hours.
It cloud sucked his way him down. Up that height.
And he lived.
Minus 40 degrees.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Gotta watch out for the cloud suck.
You gotta. You never know when you're gonna get a old cloud suck.
Huh.
Way less dangerous, a clown suck.
No. Equally dangerous.
Anyways, be careful out there, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, be careful.
What about a joke suck?
We get that every Friday from you.
Yeah. Anyways, watch out for the cloud suck. And clickbait articles. They'll get you.
All right.
28,000 feet.
That's high.
I don't think I'm going to be starting at 10 grand with my homemade paraglider or whatever parasail.
No,
anyways,
not at all.
About it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want, 762-555. We will answer as many as we can.
How many pieces do you think it takes to build an average house? For example, one screw or nail is one piece.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
well, just think of the drywall alone.
Thousands.
Yeah, oh thousands of pieces.
I hate clowns. How about you guys?
I hate them. I'm not big on clowns.
I don't
find it weird if you want to be one.
Yeah.
I've told this you guys as many times. One of my favorite things I've ever seen on the highway and I pass a car and they were obviously going to a party. It was just like a regular sedan but filled with four clowns. One driving, passenger, two in the back, and they
how many in the trunk?
Yeah, I don't know. He don't know. They just. I kept almost coming. Wanted to follow them just to see how many.
See how
just
many. Kept getting out. You just win $1.5 billion.
Billion.
What's the first irresponsible thing you buy?
A tank.
Yeah, one of those armored cars.
Yeah.
From Rezvani.
Rezvani.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, those are sick. Yeah, one of those maybe.
There's a company that
A private jet, probably.
Yeah, yeah. A jet, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a company that makes, like, these cars. They rebuild old cars, like, from the 40s, like trucks.
Yeah.
But they make them, like, all modern. And I think they cost, like, $500,000 or something.
Oh, wow.
I would buy one of those.
Yeah, that'd be
pretty
fun.
Sweet.
Yeah. Are we living in a simulation?
I don't know.
Yeah, how would we know? Yeah, I hate that question.
Yes.
If you had to invent a new color, what would you call it?
Vitamin piss yellow.
Yes.
Well, those are three words already, though.
It has to be the name of the color.
Oh, not like a crayon or a marker or something
like
that?
I just a whole new color.
Oh, I see.
Like, not just a shade of another color.
Gazzard.
Gazzard? What color would I go with? How would you?
I was thinking it's like a weird teal.
Yeah, but you have to describe it with other colors then.
Well, there's only really, six you can describe without describing other colors? How many colors are just colors?
Even when you describe teal, you say it's kind of a blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
You got purple, blue,
yeah.
Red, green, yellow, orange. That's it. Those are the only colors. Yeah, it's just a watered-down red.
Well, purple's just blue and red.
Yeah, but purple is purple. All right, I'll give you pink.
Sure.
All right, okay, 7.
All right, Gazzard, that is the new color.
Gazzard, I don't know.
Brown.
Put me on the spot.
Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like colors, Jason?
I do. I guess it's call whatever you want. Why is the Biggs and Barr podcast so addictive? Because we're the best.
Yeah, we're awesome. Pretty awesome over here.
Do you watch Tim Robinson's show, I Think You Should Leave?
Yes.
Yes, the very first sketch from the first episode is one of my favorite things. It's so weird.
One of the funniest unknown people,
yeah.
Like by the general population on the face of the earth. He's really funny.
Yeah, so really
funny.
Something kind of odd, but
it's
not
always
like
super weird, but like,
but yeah. Not like,
yeah,
not like magic weird.
No. His weird, like his angles on comedy
yes.
is always unexpected. Like you never,
yeah.
And then he will beat that horse to death.
Yeah.
And he's great.
So yeah. If you wanted something to watch this weekend, yeah. I Think You Should Leave. Look it up.
Yeah. It's great. What's your scariest experience?
I was on that plane, and I thought we were having a terrorist attack.
Flying out
of New York City,
and the
flight attendants just started screaming to get down. Everybody get down. And all she was telling was her coworkers to, like, sit down because there was going to be some turbulence.
Oh.
And people...
Bit of an overreaction.
I
thought maybe she was just jiving. Mad.
Yeah, get down.
Get
come
down.
On. Get down.
Get down.
Does the worm kind of thing. Let's get down. No.
What do I do?
No, people were upset
you're
with her.
Down.
I can tell you.
Yeah, he's
getting
down.
I've never done
that in my life. I've never done this move right here.
That was so good, I don't believe you.
Yeah, you've done that before.
You've done that before. That was
totally
too good.
Done that before.
That was too good of a...
You were getting down.
Yeah, you're jiving.
All right.
The down women now.
Yeah. Thanks for all the questions. The Biggs and Barr Show. Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go. Or if I do, my mother will say, hey, anybody want to play? Down by the bay. Off.
Sure do.
Here's how it works. We got two contestants. We give them each three verses of Down by the Bay, the first half. They have to complete it. It has to rhyme and make sense to get full points.
We have Justin and we have Matthew. Justin's first.
Justin, are you familiar? Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I know what you're doing. I got two kids. I know the song.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home. I dare not go,
for if I do, my mother will say. You ever eat a peach?
On the beach. Down
by the bay. Yeah, all right. That works.
Okay. I mean,
short and sweet.
Yeah, I'm playing my game, Mark.
Okay. All right, Matthew.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Matthew, ready? Here we go.
Oh, God.
My mother will say. You ever drink a pop?
Well, not where you're top. Down by
the bay. Does someone have their radio up?
Yeah, and I think someone's having like a conversation.
Okay.
If you could focus on the contest, this is very important and serious.
Justin's up again. What was the pop rhyme? I didn't even hear it.
Well, not wearing a top.
Well, not wearing a top.
Okay, fair enough.
So 2-2.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Justin.
Here we go, Justin. Here we go.
Back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say.
You ever see a snake?
Down by the lake.
Down by the lake.
Yeah, down almost, by the lake.
He almost messed it up, but
that's two.
Can you be down by the lake and down by the bay at the same time? I guess the bay is in the lake, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, could be.
Bay's in the lake. Bay is in the lake.
Yeah, okay.
I'm questionable, but I think we can give it to
him. Oh, fair enough.
All right. Matthew?
Matthew, here we go.
Down by the bay, where the animals go, back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say.
You ever see a horse?
On a golf course.
Wow. We got a couple. Jeez.
We may have to go to a down by the bay off here.
We got a Shel Silverstein's here.
What's that?
He's a poet. See, you don't even know it.
All right.
Justin.
Back to Justin. Here we go.
Here we go.
Down by the bay, where the animals go, back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say.
You ever fake your death?
Too much time. All right, Matthew, your chance to take it.
Win. Just 1 point here wins it.
Yep. Yeah. Here we go. Let's see.
Here we go.
Back to my home. I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say.
You ever sing a tune?
Well, looking at the moon.
Matthew is the winner. Justin is gone.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, no, happy Friday to you. You got $100 in Lotto, man.
I'm just happy to have a seat at the table.
There you go.
Right on.
Especially now, people keep winning, eh? Like, Lotto Max has won again.
I know. I know. Remember, if you win, you got to give us each a million, okay?
You got it.
All yes. Right. All right.
Nice. Right on.
Nice.
Glad you won. Matthew.
Verbal contract.
Yeah. Recorded.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, not the craziest round, but a couple of great players, though.
Yeah, they were strong. Yeah.
It's a problem when you got some good players. It's not as ridiculous as normal, but maybe people are getting too good. Maybe I got to make the problem is if I make the words hard, then no one gets anything.
Well, there's a difference between hard and impossible.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You know?
Can you find a list of hard to rhyme words?
Not
it
impossible
doesn't exist.
Not, but not
only
impossible?
There is impossible okay. rhyme words.
I see what you're saying.
Okay,
it's not. I mean, you know, do my best over here. You don't have to make me feel.
I didn't.
You pointed your finger.
You said
at
maybe
me.
I pointed my hand. I would never point a finger. That's rude.
Jamie's still mad at you because of his food. Earlier.
Yeah, because he's a bully.
We could talk about it later.
He hates bullies.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any mirrors in his house, I guess.
So you call me ugly too? You're saying I don't?
No, you don't look in the mirror.
Because you're a bully, you would see yourself.
No, I don't bully anyone who doesn't deserve to be bullied. And that doesn't make me a bully. That makes me a hero. It makes me a hero.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Once an hour, that's fun to say. We gather around and share stories that caught our attention. I gotta go first, guys.
Okay.
If you don't mind. I don't like to say I'm impressed with criminals, but this is a slick move this guy almost got away with. So, 37-year-old man in Ohio was arrested after posing as a sales rep for DeWalt Tools.
Okay.
And attempting to walk out the front door with a cart loaded with $4,200 worth of DeWalt stuff. So, he came in all dressed up, like with a little name tag and everything.
That's amazing.
I'm a sales rep. I'm just going to set up some things and then...
And he almost got away with it?
He came in empty-handed, talked to the manager, said he's going to set some stuff up, put stuff in his cart, and then went to leave. That's it. That is pretty brilliant.
Yeah, smart fella, but I guess
got caught.
Not smart enough.
Yeah,
someone recognized he wasn't the rep.
Trying to walk out with a flatbed cart loaded with 23 items, basically all DeWalt things: batteries, saws, blowers, grinders, everything. So,
and normally they just bring a few things set up.
Yeah,
not all the tools.
And normally they're bringing them into the store, not out. Yeah. So, but I mean, hey,
good try.
He's just trying to be original on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I'll go.
All right.
There's a list here of favorite gas station snacks.
All right.
And we've gone over this before, but the realization that this list is trying to say is none of them are healthy.
Of course not.
They're food you buy at a gas station.
Who's thinking they're healthy?
Number 11, peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
All right.
Flamin'
yeah.
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah.
Starburst minis.
Oh, the worst. Those should just be thrown into the... Anything Starburst should be thrown into the garbage.
I'd rather look the heel of
a... Disgusting. Well, come on
person
now.
In between homes than eat that.
Here we go, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bugles.
I like right. bugles.
Yeah, I know, man.
More for the fun than the taste.
I put them on your fingers.
Yeah.
Snickers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chex Mix.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Taquitos.
Yeah, really? Yeah. All the little mind. Guys that are rolling around.
Yeah. They, yeah, I don't mind them.
You guys won't like this. Skittles.
No. No.
But it's cheap, right?
I guess.
Rice Krispie Treats.
That's up there.
And the number one. Beef jerky.
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah,
beef and jerky. That's actually kind of healthy.
Where were chips? Not just chips?
No chips on there at all.
This was ridiculous.
Doritos would be the only
yeah,
one.
They're, Doritos, they're corn yeah. chips.
I guess just too many types, so it yeah. breaks down the amount, but yeah. All right.
The beef jerky, that's probably that's your
the,
most
one
healthy.
One of the better bit. Ones yeah. on the list.
A lot of salt.
A little, but, yeah, yeah, a little bit salt, but you know, I like a nice
protein,
beef jerky.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. Jason, what do you got?
Well, I've noticed something.
But
not just this morning, but Chris, you've been a bit of a bully.
Come on.
To Jamie.
Come on.
Well, we started off when we walked into the kitchen. There's a sign. We have some plants in the building, and there's a sign that says,
yeah,
don't water the plants.
Yeah, I had enough of that sign.
See?
Telling me not to water the plants.
Because they're like fake I'm a plants. Child.
They're not. They're not fake plants. They're
those aren't fake yeah, plants?
No, they're real plants.
Yeah, they're real plants. They look
waxy.
Fake.
So I watered them.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris got a cup of water and watered the plants.
Why did
just
you
a
do
little
that?
Bit. Like a little shot of water. Yeah. I'm tired of a sign telling me not
just,
to do something.
Just I would never.
But the sign asked you to not do yeah. it.
The sign's like, it's like saying, don't punch people in the face. You don't have to tell me to do that. Right. And you also don't have to tell me to not water plants at a workplace that I would never even dream of watering.
Right.
I'm tired every day of being told something to do that I wouldn't do. So I did it.
Well, then, Jamie, when you went to the washroom and you had food heating in the microwave, Chris yeah, walked I over mean. And pressed stop on it. And then laughed just like that, and then walked away.
I bet you thought see, you were real slick, too. Yeah.
I didn't see what you did, and I just heard you laughing, and I was like, what did you do?
He's like, I pressed stop on the microwave. I guess I just pictured you going, like, starting your food in the microwave, going into the bathroom, thinking, ah, oh, he's so excited to come out and have a nice hot plate of food.
And I was a starving boy. I was starving.
Starving. And it's earlier in the show,
little passive-aggressive thing.
We had a discussion. People may not have heard about yeah. how Chris treats you on the golf course by like unclipping your golf bag on the cart so
not
when you drive away.
Not specifically to him. It's just a
well, you didn't
everyone. No, you bully everybody.
You didn't do it to me.
It's not bullying.
It is.
It's having
he
a
he kicks
good time.
My ball when I'm about to go putt,
you,
too.
You stepped on his golf ball
oh, yeah,
before you drove
the
cart over his ball to crush it into the ground. Like there's, I'm sure I'm just scratching
listen,
the surface
listen.
On this.
It's not my fault I'm a good time. All right? If you can't...
Is that what a good
if
time
you don't
is?
Want to have come out and have a good time, then don't call me.
Last week, I believe, he was like, I don't mess with your food. And then
that's
I
true,
described like three times you messed with my food, like when you stabbed my apple with a fork.
That was like 12 years ago.
I don't care.
All right?
It cut him onto it. It cut him deep. That's some trauma right there.
I was trying
there.
To give you a handle so well, you could just
it.
Eat it easily
that must
off
been
the
it.
Fork.
It must
I was
have
being
been
helpful.
It.
Took you 12 years to come up with that.
Anyway.
Anyway, what?
I'm just
that
saying.
Those are real bullying.
Maybe you should
yes,
just, you know, think before you do things and how they affect people.
I hate bullies.
Yeah.
Let me bully everybody.
You're...
Sorry, I'll take that back. I'll take that back.
Thank
I
you.
Hate bullies. Let me bully this guy I've known for over 20 years.
That's
who's 40 years
that's
old with two children.
That's how male friends are.
No, it's not like that.
It's exactly
no.
that. Every, there's
most
not
people,
a male friend's relationship.
Not everyone's as awesome as me and would stick around.
I mean, there's so many wild things being said right now.
There's a lot. There's a lot of crazy things being said.
What
anyway, just think of it, because obviously you've traumatized poor Jamie.
Okay. Like, he doesn't do anything. He untied my shoe for 5 years.
That's
years.
A good fun
point.
Prank.
That is a good point.
And so is stopping your food in the microwave.
Yeah. I'd forgotten he untied your shoes for 4 years.
Was starving.
By crawling under the desk.
I was starving. All right.
If people are wondering, like, how? Like, I would just go under, untie him. And he went and bought new laces because he was so mad at his shoes. Now, that's funny.
Okay. I mean,
see, now that's yeah. funny.
To me, it's
stopping
funny.
Someone from eating yeah. is criminal.
I didn't stop. I just delayed.
Yeah. Delayed eating. That's
anyways.
All. Just reconsider. That's all.
You know what?
Never.
I
not for a second.
Didn't for
reconsider.
A second think that, oh, the microwave didn't work because I opened it. It was frozen. I was like, that piece of shit. I knew exactly what had happened. I knew exactly what had happened.
All right.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
We love sharing your messages to the world. Just leave them on our answering machine. 613-216-3849 or text Dougie to 762-555. It'll send you the number, James.
Yeah, I think we're going to hit the Dougie lines with some positivity.
Okay.
All right. So not always the case. On a Friday, you got her, Pontiac. Yeah. Here we go.
Turning 40 this year. I wasn't sure how the year would be, you know, because I didn't do that much in my life looking back. At this week, though, especially this week, has been like the best week of my life so far. My team won promotion to the Premier League. Sunderland, go Black Cats. Stupid name, but I still love them anyway. I found $100 at work outside in the, you know, general area. So it wasn't belong to anybody. At least I didn't report it. But and now I found out today that my boss is retiring in 2 months. And I believe am the front runner for having that job. So this might be one of the better years of my life, even though I turned 40. So I figured I'd call and let you know. Thanks a lot, guys. I know Jamie's turning 40 too. So I was wondering if he had any unfinished business that he wanted to complete before he hit 40. Just throwing it out there.
Do you have any? Fight? Do you have what is unfinished business?
Is there something you thought you would accomplish before you were 40?
Oh, my God. Like, not playing in the NHL yet.
Probably not going to happen.
Probably not, but it is not. Unfinished business.
Mm.
No, it's too late. I already turned, so.
Yeah, it's done.
It's too late.
That's it. That's Jamie's end of life sound right there.
End of life.
No, end of life.
That's end of useful life.
Jason.
Useful life.
At 40?
That's pretty early.
Just a joke, man.
Oh my God.
Getting all sensitive.
On a Friday, we're trying to be positive.
What do you get all sensitive for?
Trying to be positive. I didn't really
care when I turned 40. Age doesn't really matter to me.
Really 40 wasn't the, I mean, 50's coming.
Didn't bother me.
But even, I think 60 will be the one where it's just like.
What's left?
No. Wow, that's dark. No, what's left?
No, what's left for me to do? Like, what else could I do? You know what I mean?
It didn't sound like that was what's
I
left
understand.
For me to
as
do.
I no. said it, I didn't
like,
mean
what?
This.
Like, what's left? Might as well just lay down.
Yeah, like, what do you have to look forward
60.
To?
Yeah, you know, you got grandkids. You got,
of course.
You know, relaxing. I mean, I don't know if retirement's in any of our future. I would like to wish that I like to think at 60 I could just put my feet up for the last 10, 15 years. Oh, and
times have changed.
Just keep doing things that you wanted, that you like to do. That's all.
No, fair enough.
You can't do them.
Yeah.
We met our new friend in the building here who works for Rogers TV, Arthur, yesterday.
Yeah, he's 83.
83? Yeah. He's still working cameras in the back room.
No, I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just, you know, just keep on.
Keeping on.
Keep on keeping on, I guess. You know,
like my wife asked me, how long are you going to play hockey for? I'm like, till I can't.
That's love seeing those guys that are in their like late 80s still out there lacing them
for
up.
For sure.
Yep.
Chirping.
Yeah, you got to keep moving. That's definitely one thing you got to do. What else you got, James?
Okay, another compliment, I think.
Well, boys, I just want to let you guys know you are a beacon of hope for the rest of us. I have never seen three fellas excel at being average. It's remarkable.
Wait.
I live my life by it. Thanks, boys.
Yeah. Good one.
Does not sound like a compliment.
No, it didn't when I listened back again.
I mean, to be really good at everything, to be really good at being okay at everything is a thing.
Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Like, we're okay. There's, there's very few things I'm bad at.
Math for me.
Yeah, there's are a few, but I'm saying there's not a lot. I'm pretty well rounded at being just okay at everything.
Apologizing for me.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not great at many things.
Running.
You're just making the list longer.
I'm making the list longer things
I'm
bad
stink
at.
Again, you just 3 minutes ago said you want to be positive, and you've been the least positive.
It's true, you have been the least positive.
I'm trying to celebrate our mediocrity.
You basically told Chris his life was over at 60.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Listing things you stink at. I had one, being positive. You're not good at being positive.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
But hey, it's a Friday.
Yes.
Today to have a good time.
Have a good time.
Thank you for the compliment, sir. We appreciate it. We will continue to excel at being average.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are below average. Right?
There you go.
Half.
See?
We're better than half the world.
There you go.
What are you listening?
What are you good at, jackass? Oh, sorry. Nope. Positive.
Come on, man.
Positive. If you want to reach us, here's how.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Bark at the Moon is your song of the day. You're listening for that when you hear text win to 762-555. You want to go see Ozzy in Birmingham at his last show. Our podcast uploaded 5 days a week, The Big Zabar Show. Go find it. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you do podcasts. Anything else, gentlemen?
I don't think so.
Nope. I got to go try out my new lawnmower blade.
Oh, that's right. You put on a lawnmower blade by yourself.
I'm a handyman.
I got to go teach kids to stop, drop, and roll today.
Yeah, that's you doing that.
Mm-hmm. You're in your firefighter gear.
Yeah, you're wearing your old firefighter outfit over there trying to make us feel lesser.
It was just easier to wear it to work than to put it on later. Because I have to be going right to the school.
Fancy fireman.
Yeah.
I'm going to make these guys feel inadequate.
Because next week, if I could do some promotion for the fire department, it's Wake Up Ottawa, where you have to check your fire alarms and stuff like that and make sure that you can wake up in the event of a fire.
Ah.
Right? That's me
doing
my...
You guys should employ me just to go around and yell, "Wake up!"
I mean, that's the job of the fire alarm.
Though. Wake up!
Yeah, they have a thing for that.
You don't need to do that. Oh. You just buy one, change your batteries a couple times a year.
Put my voice in your fire alarm.
Works like a charm. That we could do.
Yeah.
Just, well, I couldn't. But
just stay
in
the house.
Could.
That was the case.
Wake up! We wake up.
Yeah, you would. He's so mad. He'd be so mad.
All right.
The Biggs and Bar Show.